Yeah, and the key distinction that's coming up for me listening to you say that is that a lot of times we think about habits as how can I prove to the outside world that I am this person? And what I'm really hearing you say is, yeah, that may be useful in some cases, but really, first and foremost, habits are there, if we're doing it the right way, habits are there to prove to ourselves that we're that kind of person and to amass the evidence that we've made that shift and we've taken on a new identity.
Well, they do both. I mean, your behavior is a signal, and those signals are seen by the outside world in many cases. And so they do prove or reinforce a certain type that you're a certain type of person to those around you. I mean, this is why people do all kinds of things, right? It's like, why do you buy a BMW? It's a signal to your neighbors about how successful or wealthy or whatever that you are.
Sure,
Why do you
sure.
buy a nice suit and so on? And many behaviors are socially driven in that way. I have a whole chapter in the book on social norms and how society influences what habits are attractive and unattractive to us. And your identity is often tied to that social group that you're in. So it's heavily influenced by that. But the point that I made earlier about you need evidence to like root your identity and you need something for the belief to hang on to. That I think is ultimately the most important thing, that if you want to believe something about yourself, you want to upgrade and expand your identity, if you want to become more confident or more self-assured in a particular area, it doesn't just happen from flipping a switch and believing it. We change bit by bit, piece by piece, behavior by behavior. And so if you can cast these little votes through building small habits, then you actually have evidence and a reason to believe it, which is ultimately a very powerful place to be. I mean, it's one thing to say, I'm the type of person who wants this, but it's something very different to say, I'm the type of person who is this. Because once you identify as that type of person, you're no longer really even pursuing behavior change. You're just acting in alignment with the type of person you already believe that you are. And suddenly it becomes easy to go to the gym or to write every day or to meditate or whatever the habit is, because it feels like it's in alignment with you. It's not a, you're not forcing it, you're just being you.